2:00 PM. And there's no motion to seal the minutes, no motion to seal minutes, okay. Don't need that, don't need that.
Yeah, so if you'd mention something to them tomorrow morning about that filling.
Yeah, if I get ahold of Lyman, he don't wanna do it, that's fine, I'll go take the material over.
We turned it, we're back in public session at 6:42 PM. There was a decision made that we're going to offer the truck driver equipment operator position to William McAllister at grade 12, step 2, at $16.95 an hour, pending positive review at 12 months to step 3, pending town meeting approval for further compensation. Motion made by Olmstead, seconded by North, motion was unanimous. No motion was made to seal the minutes.
Sorry.
All right.
You didn't get all that?
Let's, you do talk fast.
I type as fast as I talk.
Oh, good.
Okay, so.
Which is a bad night.
Do you have anything else for us?
Water and now this.
Nothing particular, I mean, we're still trying to grade our gravel roads, but I'm glad we started as early as we did. The rain, just like everything else, has put us behind.
Yeah.
And it hasn't done us any favors on the roads that we have already graded.
No, because those are probably back to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go back over them to touch them up.
Yeah, ours is really bad.
Yeah, and we still got hail, Hermit Lake Road, and then all the little ones up and down.
Oh, Heber.
Huckins Pond.
Oh, Huckins Pond, yep.
And I still want to get over and do the shoulder work on Woodman Road. Oh, and we got Oak Hill to do it too.
Yep.
I figured we'd do that same time we get the shoulders done on Hermit Woods.
Do I remember rightly, did we get a shoulder machine?
We got the shoulder machine, unfortunately, because we're still trying to catch up on the gravel roads. We haven't had a chance to put it to use.
Okay.
But we do have it, we have possession of it and everything, so I might not get the chance to use it this summer or this fall.
Has anybody, have you tried it to make sure that it's working?
Yeah, we ran it, but we haven't taken it out on the road to use it. But yeah, it's all ready to go. Currently, we have two brand new trucks. One was just getting a trailer brake, electric trailer brake installed, and then it's going to HB Fairfield. And that's the International, the big truck. The other one is currently at HB Fairfield to be outfitted. I think that one will come back fairly soon. I have no set schedule yet as to when we're gonna get them, but and tomorrow, I already ordered our first round of salt, but tomorrow I'll order our first round of sand. So we're getting ready for winter. We're getting ready for the big W. And I'm out of here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys, you have a great night.
Don't let the proverbial hit you in the proverbial on your way out.
Take all that W with you.
Believe me, I don't like winter, I don't like it anymore than you guys.
It's cold out. All right, so we're on to bond term selection for municipal bond bank.
So you may recall with the bond for the Lower Bay Road project, you have the bond anticipation note, which gets paid in the beginning of the next calendar year. And then you take out the long-term bond for our 20% portion, because we get reimbursed from the state.
Right.
So that's how that works out, but except for the 20%. And so the municipal bond bank has reached out that it's time for you to select your term for the long-term bond, which will be going for the January sale. There are a couple of different options, so you need to choose if you're looking for a level debt or level principal term for the bond, I should say. And I asked them to provide us with a breakdown for each of those options. So the first question is level debt or level principal, and then do you want it 5, 10, 15, or 20-year debt schedule. So they provided those numbers based on the current rates for you. The first one's for level debt, and then the other ones are for level principal. And she did note the difference is that for a 5-year, you pay the least amount of interest, but the tax rate impact is higher. If you look at the 20-year, the interest payment is much higher, and the tax rate impact is much lower. So you're basically choosing between if you want more interest or more tax rate impact up front between those two. And the amount that you're looking at here for the 20% is $380,657. So how many years do you want to divide it up on your debt schedule?
Can you tell me again the options that you said?
So
5, 10, 15, and 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
So the shorter amount of time, you're going to have higher, you're going to have lower interest, but higher tax rate impact.
Okay.
Because it's the payment's going to be greater in a short amount of time. If you have 20-year, for example, a longer amount of time, the interest payment is a lot higher, but the tax rate impact is lower. Yeah.
You pay more, but the tax rate
right,
is
and
less.
Where we have a potential other project coming on, we might want to...
With another bond, maybe?
Yeah, so we might want to go the... Listen, the tax...
longer route.
Yeah, the longer route.
So, are you thinking maybe 10-year?
Yeah.
Because that would
I think
be
that's
less
that's
than
would, that's
that would be less than
thinking.
$50,000 a year for a payment.
That's what I was
so
thinking.
So, why don't we compare the 10-year level debt versus the 10-year level principal? Your annual payment is in the column third from the right, fiscal year total payment.
5, 10. Okay, so level principal. So it's
so level principal would start you off with a higher payment up front and then decrease as you get closer to year 10. Whereas level debt would start off, it would alternate between a lower and a higher payment, but there's only a couple thousand difference between each. So it would be, you know, level debt would be closer to a similar payment each year. So I guess the question is, would you want to pay a lot up front and then decrease your payments or keep relatively stable range?
So I think what we did, I'm trying to think. So if we went level principal, which isn't much more upfront, that over time, depending on what the other needs of the town are, it's going to decrease gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll still have the other bond if we're so inclined with the buildings and how that all falls into place.
And your interest would be less.
Right. So if we went level principal, 10-year level principal. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Do you have a recommendation, Katie, or is...
I think that seems to be most in line with what we've done with other
I think that it's been a 10-year, but I think that the level principal is the more feasible option for what's in the best interest of the town.
Okay.
Because, I mean, given the fact that it decreases slightly, that you don't know what's going to come up in the next 10 years,
yeah.
So you'll have that availability without spiking the tax rate, right, up or down.
All right. So you want to make a motion and then sign this form.
Make a motion that we go with the 10-year estimated... level principal.
And I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
It's just at the top there where you date, sign, and put your title for one person. November 6th, general election discussion. I asked Katie to put this on agenda tonight, John, because we're in a quorum right now, and in case things change and you're not going to be here, whatever, in your stead for the election, I would like to be able to do what we did the last time and have some selectman pro tem slots so that...
Well, you may need them for Tom Saltiello.
For both. For maybe some... To plan for some relief time for yourself, because you're not going to be... They have 15 hours.
Well, okay, let me fill you in a little bit. I had a good discussion with my surgeon today.
Okay.
And he says after the first week, he says, I should be able to be mobile. I should be able to be out. The thing is, my arm is going to be in a sling, and it's... Just as long as I keep it in the sling, and he's worried about this type of emotion.
Right.
This type of emotion is not a problem. I'll have to have my wife drop me off and then pick me up. But I will be there.
Right, and I'm not saying that you're not going to be there, but I'm just saying in case that we need to put someone in your stead for a few hours for you to rest. You're going to be. It's going to be right after your surgery. I just want to plan ahead, and I also want to plan ahead just in case we're missing a third person. So,
because what I was planning on doing is I was planning on, if it was okay with everybody, I'll come in around 12, and I'll stay through 8.
Okay.
So if you've got somebody, if Tom's not going to be able to be there...
I don't think he'll, even if he comes, he's okay.
I
just want to make sure.
I don't think we should count on him.
No, I'm just saying that we should also, because the last time it's a long day.
Yeah.
It's a long day for all of us. But if you're not feeling well, it gives it that extra. Yeah.
Well, I'll be feeling well.
Well, I'm sure you will.
He said, I discussed this with him and with my doctor, and he said that's not going to be a problem.
So just so. To be mindful of the fact that I knew that you were having the procedure or whatever. I just want to make sure that in case that there's some rest needed, that we have someone possibly available for your stead, but to also have some people available that may be able to take some of that. Because this is the last meeting that you'll be here, and I'm not sure what the future holds for a future meeting.
I hope it's the last meeting I'll be here.
But it's just in case. So I just want to make sure that we were on the same page. Did we want to ask the same people that we did last time? Karen and Steve will probably already be there, and I believe Judy already contacted me. Did she contact you?
No.
She said that she would still do, if possible, any few hours here or there for anything. And who was the other person? It was
Jim
Dick.
Because the reason I talked to the doctor was because of the situation with Tom. If it's going to be okay for me to be up and be mobile, then
and I don't want you pushing yourself either.
No, well,
he says
the first week no. He says the first week you need to stay home. You need to take care of everything. But he says after that first week, because what he's going to have to do, what he's worried about is they're going to have to cut the muscle up here and then sew the muscle back together.
Okay,
and when he does that. That first week is going to be very important that I keep my arm still so that it doesn't tear that open.
Okay.
Because if it tears that open at all, then they have to cut me open again and start all over again.
Like I said, I'd like you to Sit. Please sit. I'm begging you just to sit.
So it sounds like if you're coming in at noon, then you'll need a pro tem from 7 a.m. to noon.
Yep.
Yeah. And then potentially...
But you'll have to be the assigned. So if he has to go home in the afternoon, we'll have to make sure there's someone available just to know. But also we'll have to be able to make the decision here tonight that we'll have somebody on call to sit in some of Selectman Salatello's stead during that day, because it's a long day for... I don't want him overdoing himself either. It's coming right up.
Yeah. It'll be more important for him than it will be for me, because...
Right. But I just want to be prepared, and the discussion has to be had tonight at this meeting, just in case...
Who's contacting all those people?
Katie does. Okay. Yeah. And we should make sure that the moderator is aware that we've made plans for this, even though he should be here asking us what's the deal. And we can let Courtney know, too, so she's not all anxiety-ridden like she was last time. We had the last time, she was like, wait a minute. So that I just want to plan ahead for that, okay?
Yep.
All right. The Select Board check signature policy. So last week we had just two Select Board members here to sign the checks above the threshold, and I think we need to make a motion to rescind that policy, and at least until the end of November.
Just in case, because
of the situation with the health issues going on within the board, so that at least two of us are able to sign, because that is a quorum. We discussed, Katie and I, she had checked into the fact that if in fact there happens to be no meeting, that we can still sign the manifest, I can come to the office, and Katie can travel to your location or to the other select board's location to get a signature, if that's so that the town doesn't stop running and that the checks will be signed. And
okay. Yeah, the only problem is going to be next Wednesday.
Right. Well, and I just...
Because I will be in Lakes Region General Hospital.
Right. But if in fact you come back and we still have only two selectmen, I would just like to be cautious. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of everything to make sure that the town doesn't shut down at any level and there's no interruption to any town government services, including payroll and accounts payable. So I would like to make a motion that we waive the selectmen's check signature for the checks above the threshold, the three signatures, to two until the end of November.
Second thought.
Okay. And any further discussion? Rather err on the side of caution at this point.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is if you come in next Wednesday, if you come in and sign, and Katie has to come see me, I bring it to me for signature. I will be in Lakes Region, because they are going to keep me overnight.
We're just going to keep up with you and Tom's addresses, locations, and whatnot, so Katie can travel. I don't mean to make a joke out of it.
I will be released, supposedly, barring any complications. I will be out of the hospital Wednesday evening.
All right.
So.
All right. So I just want to make sure that we're mindful of the fact that there could be the potential for just two signatures, and to make this as easy as possible and as painless as possible for all of us. Okay, so we're on to other business. We have employee appreciation event planning. So we have scheduled the employee appreciation luncheon from 12 to 2 on that Thursday. I am in the process of sending, preparing the invitations for Katie to get to Peggy to put into the payroll checks, and to get to the all of the full-time, part-time, and temporary employees for the town of Sanmerton, and get an RSVP for a headcount. I have a list of stuff that I'm going to prepare for that we'll need for that day, decorations, and I'm trying to find something for the theme that we're running on, which is the Thanksgiving theme. So I was going to look into maybe getting some cards to sign, and I can sign the Board of Selectmen, Katie, John, and Tom, and each one of them, and handwrite them to each employee, and or some sort of little party favor like we had done for the family thing with the little. So I'm looking into that. I got that under control. Do you have any ideas and any other information for that?
I like the the handwritten thank you notes. That's yeah. good. Little party favors or something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I got pretty much a list in my head of like the food and stuff and the paper goods and the punch and the water and the this and the that and the food that I'll make. So yeah. I might call upon your lovely wife for a helping hand, whereas yeah. you'll have one.
Yeah, sure.
We may need her too, so together we'll have collectively three of your hands and
yeah.
we'll figure that out.
I'm sure she'd be glad.
I've had Karen over has offered to help and you know Judy Rich and stuff, so the employees have actually offered to help, but I kind of thought that defeated the whole purpose of the Employee Appreciation Day, so I've reached out to a few people to get that help that we need, so we get that under control.
I've confirmed that the Life Safety Building will be available that day, that time.
Okay, so the Life Safety Building, so.
And for
remind me again what the date is.
November 15th from 12 to 2.
November 16th, 12 to 2.
For your food count, when do you want your RSVP date to be
15.
By?
15.
15? 15, yeah. So probably it would be like what?
1-5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I don't know, like, I got to get you the invitation. But, so like November 9th? So RSVP, November 9th.
I think in the past, I think the last time you had a lunch like this, you had asked employees to bring a side or a drink. Do you want to do that, or are you doing it all?
Nope.
Okay.
Got it. It defeats the whole purpose of employee appreciation if sure. you're asking the employees yeah. to feed themselves.
Yeah. Bring something to appreciate yourself.
Well, and there's been Katie and a couple of the other employees say, you know, well, let me know if you need some help. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of employee appreciation. Yeah. And while we're on that same topic, because someone mentioned to me about, you know, did the boards and committees and stuff come? Well, that's going to come, I believe it's sometime in March. It's in the spring. It's called Volunteer Appreciation Week. So during that week, I'm going to ask that the board sign some cards and stuff, or send a little letter to each of the boards, committee, and commissions, and make sure that all the volunteers for the town are thanked in a different vein. So yeah. I just want to make sure that everyone's aware that we're trying not to miss anyone.
I think a little letter
yeah.
explaining our appreciation
yeah,
would be a good
to
idea.
To the volunteers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep an eye on that. I believe it's someplace in March. And that's for like a whole week, so we have... And that can be posted on the website and all that other stuff. So I just want to make you aware of that. So we get that under control, I think. Listen, like a one-armed paper hanger over here. All right, so the next item up for business is a budget process discussion. So it's really not funny. So, John, you'll be out of the hospital and down and out for at least a week. So we may need to reschedule our budget session for the 29th.
I was looking at that
and
the other day,
right.
And I said, "Ay, yikes."
So I'm thinking that even though we've done it for the 29th and for the 5th, we'll see how things are going with... everybody on the board at that time, so we'll give you that couple days to recover. If for some reason we need to reschedule the 29th, we could do like Friday the 2nd and then the Monday, but I don't want to overdo you. And then so here's the other thing, the November 5th date falls the day before the November 6th date of
yeah,
elections. So
the election, so
it's going to be a long couple of weeks. We're working with the confines of some medical issues here with the people. So I just wanted to be mindful of that for today. I don't believe we need to reschedule anything at this point in case.
Do you want to make a motion so that you already have that authorization if need be to reschedule?
To authorize me to change that, you mean?
Yeah.
To
authorize to reschedule the 29th to a date that will work for our quorum.
Yeah, so moved.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carried. So I think we've covered anything. Can you think of anything else? We got the election, the budgets, the meetings, the signatures, the checks for the threshold. Katie, can you think of anything else?
Nope.
I think that about covers it.
I'm gonna try and limit my time away from here to the 24th and the 31st, those two Wednesdays.
Okay. Well, I don't want you pushing yourself on
I know. And I think with that will give me enough time to where I can probably come and...
Well, I'm not counting on you being here for the 24th and the 31st. So if for some reason there's a chance you can come on the 5th to that budget meeting and then the election day, that's fine. If there's a problem with a quorum on that week of the 29th, I'll rearrange that budget meeting just to the following week.
Yeah, to the 2nd.
Yep, so the budget committee meets on November 19th, so it gives us a week of flexibility there. And worst case, John, instead of that week, we can do that following Monday if we are so inclined. So we'll figure that out, but as long as we have everything and we're mindful of it.
Yeah.
The other piece to that is that you haven't decided which departments you'd like to meet with on which days. And if
right
you don't
now,
have a meeting between now and then, you'll need to have that
so
determined.
So the budgets were all due in on Friday. Do we have all the budgets?
Not all of them, most of them.
Okay. So do we want to make a motion that we are able to...
Last year, you guys reviewed all the budgets.
Yeah, and then asked questions.
And then you waited to invite them to the selectmen meeting if you had questions.
So why don't we just keep it the same? So there's no motion there.
Okay. And, you know, if you need to set up who's coming on what days, I trust your judgment.
Right, so. And so we can also, once the book's done, bring it to your house and you can have some, reading.
You can look at it. And
you'll have something
some
to do.
Semblance of
way better than word search.
Right, way better than any word search, any Sudoku, any of that stuff that you can think that you're going to occupy yourself with. We'll get you occupied, John. Trust us. Just kidding. All right. As long as we all just use our sense of humor, I think we're going to get through it just fine. All right.
Okay.
Do you have any other business, Katie?
The only thing I have is just an announcement that I was informed today that the new trail connecting the school behind the library and the church and the old town hall there, while it's not complete at this time, it is usable at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are they going to do a dedication ceremony?
I believe that had been kind of discussed here a little bit. That seemed to be their intention. I know they still have some things they want to wrap up and before they get to that point. But it can be used at this point. It is safe, and if people want to, they can start.
And we've received all the donation information for accepting all the donations.
And my wife had a library trustees meeting last night, and they looked at the trail, and she says it's beautiful.
Nice.
It's really, really nice. It's a lot shorter than everybody thought it was going to be, but... She said it looked really great.
Because the original
very good.
Because the original trail had to be longer to go across town property.
Yeah.
That's the property that's come across is not town property, but it is actually a kind of an easement onto the property for the purpose of the use of town with the septic system that we found out recently. All right. So, do we have any selectmen's reports, John?
I have nothing.
All right. So,
let me think. The only thing I had was the formula committee presented our findings to the school board Monday night. Yeah. And the school board thanked us, and it will be on the schedule at the annual school meeting as a warrant article.
Okay.
So, and like I said, there's no change. The reason we did that was so that we could have the option to be able to look at it again before 5 years. If you make a change to the school formula, you are locked into that formula for 5 years. You can't look at it until for at least 5 years. If you don't make a change, we could conceivably look at it next year if we wanted to.
With a revaluation going on.
Yeah.
And the only other suggestion we made was made to the towns. And it would be an awful lot easier if all the towns had their reevaluations at the same time and by the same company. Right now, the information we were looking at, one town hadn't had a reevaluation for 3 years. Ours was just being done. Another town, it was a year. So the evaluations, you're kind of looking at apples and oranges and trying to make a fruit salad out of it.
Yeah.
So that was one suggestion that was made. But other than that, the state is cutting back on the equalization fund that they have that goes to different towns. And this is going to be more for Northfield than it is for Franklin Northfield than it is for us. This fund tries to make your tax rates so that they're fairly equal. So, and the state is cutting back 4% per year on this fund, and we may be asked to write a letter to in support of trying to stop this, trying
Tom
to keep this
that,
level
right?
funded. Yeah,
I think Nina did too.
Yeah, Nina did too.
Nina and
yeah.
Tom had that conversation, I think, at the last meeting, right? Yep.
Yeah, so it hasn't been really decided yet what we're going to do, but there's probably going to be a draft letter put together for the towns for the selectmen to send to their state representatives to try and stop this downward progression of that fund.
Okay.
Because in 5 years it's going to really hit Northfield hard.
Yeah.
Harder than it will us.
Right.
So, but for right now, everything's going to stay the same tax-wise.
Perfect. And I don't have anything other than a Capital Improvements Committee meeting next Monday night at 6, so I'll report on that at the next Selectman's meeting.
And in case, you know, it doesn't come up, if you wouldn't mind just reminding that what we really need and what the department heads need from them will be their deadline for their forms, and if they have any changes they want made to their form other than just updating the fiscal year, you know, if they want to make any substantial changes to that before it goes out to people with their deadline.
Quest. Submissions. So the CIP, you want that? They need department heads. Need the deadline for the requests and submissions. And are there any changes to their forms? All right, I get that. All right, authorization signatures, payroll and accounts payable register. Addition was signing a check for the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare for $23,826.55. Thank you.
this is the warrant for posting the ballot. So you would date today's date here, date again, sign, Selectman Town of Samberton. Down here, she's posting it tomorrow. So you'll put tomorrow's date, the 18th, and sign.
Give him his hands, you know, this. So today it's 17th day of October, right?
Sorry, what's that? Today is the 17th. Right, so then the bottom of it would be the 18th.
Make sure that's right before we have John sign it.
That right there is the contract with BPS that they submitted.
Okay.
That is their template that covers both pre-construction and construction. So what they've done is they've just filled it in for the pre-construction scope and terms. And then what would happen is that they would provide information for a vote on a bond. Then if that gets approved at town meeting, they would submit a not to exceed amount for the construction, which the board have to approve and vote on, at which point they would update the construction portion of this contract. So it would be like an amendment to this
okay.
contract. So okay. you know what your relationship is right from the get-go of the project.
Yeah.
I think he mentioned that the other day when we were there too.
Yeah. Yep, this looks perfect. So John, you just sign there and there.
I'll be nice to Katie, I'll sign this one.
Oh. Is that one all set?
That's all set.
Oh, you're the best, John. Okay. Yeah, since you're not going to be able to use your arm for a while, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Got to save it up a little bit.
Yeah. I'll save my arm anyways, I'll be...
Another payment request for alignment approved and reviewed by Holden.
And they look at all those before they come here, right?
They do, yeah. They have project sheets from each day that work
yeah.
and they compare.
I don't think you need to sign it, it's just you can look at it.
John, keep going.
Yeah. Oh, spoke too soon. Here's the correspondence.
Let's start.
This is correspondence. Set of drawings.
Yep, that's the official application. That's the one you guys had looked at the for the inn.
Yeah, Wake House.
Yeah.
Hui is what they call that. Oh, this is that thing that came through last week?
Yes, yeah. That's the actual official application. The board always gets a copy as an FYI of these applications.
Perfect. All right. So we're on review and approve minutes of the board meeting of October 10th, 2018.
Make a motion that we approve the selectmen, the Sanderson Board of Selectmen's minutes for October 10th, 2018, with any corrections.
And I'll second it. I had a question. Under 3.2, Katie, the announcement that we made was to contact a professional service for an assessment of the property. I thought we used the word inventory, and I'm not sure that. Because we're going under reassessment, did we want to change that just
in? It might be confused about the revaluation.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. So whether we used inventory assessment, I thought maybe we could put something in there for a different. What else would you suggest? I just want to be able to, so that people would identify that we're trying to do.
Property inventory?
You could do professional service for a review or inspection.
Inspection. Yeah.
That would be most accurate.
Inspection. Because that's what they would be doing, would be like an asbestos inspection kind of thing, right? I just saw that and I was like, oof.
Yeah,
so many questions on the reassessment and these words, so.
And people might want us to start calling commercial services for them, too.
There was multiple things that ran through my head.
Yeah.
Under 4.3. So on the second sentence on that, April, it says, Chino stated that that they determined that the police department would need to be moved first as a priority in the domino effect due to the major safety issues. Then underneath where reevaluating the town's land to make sure it is big enough and review and assess the structural integrity of the town hall. And I just wanted to add at the end of the sentence where we included the Chair North noted that the welfare and recreation have been included since they were, so you can put this however you want, April, so it should say something about since they were not included as part of the equation in the 2015 H.L. Turner study, so that we're not like, now all of a sudden we're just including them. I want to make sure that everyone is aware that when they did the study for H.L. Turner, that wasn't a consideration, not that they were taken out of the equation, but they had their own building, but now they're going to be part of this entire project and not just, you know, what were we going to do to improve the building that they had.
Because those departments were not a factor in 2015.
Sure. And then the last sentence, the town hall steward and department heads will be asked to meet with BPS in the future when their input is needed to move the project along, please. All right, so under 5.2, the last sentence, Chair North noted that if there is an immediate safety concern or hazard of any residence, then the police department should be notified.
Residence or T.
And then under 8.0 for the donations, if we can just, I wanted just to clarify that at the end of that where it says we accepted the. So there's no second in that one either. So Selectman Olmstead made a motion to accept the donation from Earl Layton for the town-owned portion of Low Bay Road in the amount of $5,225 for the culvert installation.
There's the Chair North
and
seconded.
Chair North seconded. All were in favor.
Yeah.
Also, I just noticed under 4.4, it says TAO office instead of town office.
You don't have one of those? Come on. And then under 8.2, April, if we can just, where it says that we've accepted a fabric donation from Karen Oba for the Recreation Commission in the amount of $45. Just so everybody knows we're not just like taking random fabric, but that it's
got a purpose.
Well, that, and if anyone else has random fabric.
Okay, where is the TAO thing?
4.4. So the first CIPC meeting is scheduled for October 22nd at 6 p.m. at the TOW office.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Any donations?
No donations.
Is there anything else that needs to come before this board?
Make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. 7:29 p.m.